USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He has vehemently denied the allegations.
That's the criminal lawyer for longtime Hollywood heavyweight Harvey Weinstein after Weinstein pleads not guilty to rape and other sex crime charges involving two different women in a New York City courtroom just a short time ago.
Mr. Weinstein has always maintained that any sexual activity he engaged in was consensual.
Weinstein was released after posting $1 million cash bail, turning over his passport, and he's now wearing an electronic ankle bracelet. President Trump suggesting this morning that June 12th summit with the North Korean leader that he canceled yesterday could still be rescheduled, maybe even for June 12th.
It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now. They very much want to do it.
He commented outside the White House as he prepared to head to the U.S. Naval Academy, where he's giving the commencement speech. And this is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
There's been a school shooting this morning in Noblesville, Indiana. Police say two people are in critical condition and a gunman is in custody after the incident at the Noblesville West Middle School, which is just northwest of Indianapolis. Unconfirmed reports say one of the victims is a 13-year-old girl. The other is described only as an adult, and there are no details available about the shooter. President Trump delivers the commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy's commencement ceremonies in Annapolis this morning.
The class of 2018 has shown its mettle and it's proved its might. You have earned your place in that ancient league of sailors and shipmates, captains and commanders, warriors and mariners and marines.
President Trump also saying the U.S. is respected again around the globe, and he called the U.S. military the most powerful and righteous force in the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
In a Toronto, Canada suburb, they're investigating an explosion inside an Indian restaurant last night that left 15 people injured, at least three of them critically. The police chief says...
Two men wearing hoodies were seen entering the restaurant with an IED. The men were seen fleeing the scene immediately following the explosion.
And no arrests have been made. In Maryland, lawyers for an alleged teen cop killer say their client didn't mean to run over Baltimore County Police Officer Amy Caprio. Warren Brown says his client, 16-year-old Daunta Harris, was trying to get away from the scene, thinking the officer was going to shoot him.
He's a kid that panicked when a gun was put in his face.
Harris and three other teenagers who were with him burglarizing a nearby home when the officer's death occurred have all been charged with first-degree murder, and those other three teens are also facing burglary charges as well. Meanwhile, Officer Caprio's funeral is today. And the New York Stock Exchange today gets its first female president in its 226 years as Stacey Cunningham, who has been the exchange's chief operating officer, officially took over as its 67th president. She replaces Thomas Farley, who ran the stock exchange since 2013. Cunningham's appointment now means both the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ are run by women. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.